We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we started a new perek, and we're in the middle of a long Mishnah that's in the beginning of the perek. We are holding six lines from the top of Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, that there are five Shavuos, it's the Rabbanon, that there's Shavuos and Neitlim. Usually if someone makes a Shavuos, he makes a Shavuos and he's Potter. Here we have five examples of Shavuos, he makes a Shavuos and he gets money. And we already explained four of the cases: a sachir, which is someone who works and he's asking for his wages; a nigzal, someone who he claims someone stole from him, from his house; a nechbal, someone got hurt; and the fourth case was a chashud al shvuah, so then the other person swears and takes. Now up to the fifth case, v'achem v'ni al pikasei ketzad. What's an example of a chem v'ni al pikasei? Loi shiyomer loi kaseiv al pikasei shat dechayev li masayim zuz. It's not referring to a case where someone has written in his ledger that someone owes him 200 zuz, and he goes over to the Baal Bayis and says, "You bought 200 zuz worth of stuff in my store, you owe me 200 zuz, and make a shua and take it." That's not a case. If the Baal Bayis says, I never took anything from you, he's patur legamri. Maybe bring a shua hesis. But what's the case of Chem v'ni al pikasei? Ela oimer loi tein lebni sasayim chitim. It says a case that sasayim chitim, that where someone told his son that he told the chevni that he's going to give my son two saw of chitim, sasayim chitim, or tein lepayalim selamoyes, or he said to give my payal selamoyes. Who aman esati? The chevni claims he gave it. Vehein oim lenatano. They're claiming either his son or the payalim, the workers, are saying they never got any money. Who nishba v'noytl, v'hein nishba v'noytlim. So here we're giving a case of nishvuos v'noytlim. Here the case is that there will be two people collecting over here. The chemni and the poylim. We have a Baal Bayis. He tells the chemni, by the way, my son's going to come pick up some stuff there, or the poylim will come, my workers will come pick up some wages from you, and because I don't have money, and he claims he gave it, and the poyl claims he never received it. So halacha is they each make a shvuos v'noytlim, and they take it. It means the store owner makes a shvuos v'noytlim, and the poyl who said he never got his wages also make a shvuos v'noytlim. So Amma Benanis, Ketzad, Eil Ve'elbom De Shvuos Shav. Heck, you do such a thing. One of them for sure is lying, because each one's saying that this one's saying he never got it, and this one's saying he paid it. So they're for sure you're setting it up for a lie, a Shvuos Shav for sure. Ella, who noytl shloim v'shvuos v'heinetl v'shloim v'shvuos. Each take without a shvuos, according to Benanis, you don't make a shvuos at all. Each one takes without a shvuos. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Amma Lechem V'ni. Tain li b'dinner peiris. He goes over to Achemveni and he says, Tain li b'dinner peiris, v'nasan loy. He goes over to Achemveni and he says, I'm giving you a dinner. Give me peiris worth a dinner. V'nasan loy. And he got the peiris. So the Achemveni says, where's my dinner? I'm like, Tain li yoysa dinner. Give me the dinner that you owe me. I'm a loy, nasat loch. I gave it to you already. V'nasata b'am puli. You put it into your purse. The loch is, Yeshova bala bayis, sh'nasan loy yasa dinner. The bala bayis swears that he gave the dinner. So now we're already going into, we finished the five cases of Shavuos HaNoitlim, and now we're going into a new case, a new story, a new shaila about Koifa Koilam and case like that who makes the Shua. Just to recap what we learned about the five Shavuos HaNoitlim, there were Shavuos Darbon, and the Gemara is explaining each one why it's Shavuos HaNoitlim, but the five Shavuos HaNoitlim are Sochir, a guy who's collecting his wages, or a Nigzal, or a Nechbal, or a Kneg de Choshev al Shavuos, or a Chem v'ni al pikasei. Now we're going to a new case, a new Shaila. Here the Shaila is, who is in the right, who makes the Shavuos? And the first case is where someone goes to a store and he asks the Chem to give me some pears, want to buy some pears. He gets the pears, and he says, give me my dinner. So he said, I gave it to you already. So the Labayis swears that he gave it to him because he's a Kaifa Koil. Yeshova Baal Labayis, according to Rashi, is talking about a Shavuos Hesis. The Baal Labayis said, I gave it a dinner. So it's really a Kaifa Koil. He's denying that I gave it. I don't owe you anything. So Rashi learns Shavuos Hesis. Actually, interesting because the big shaila when Shavuos Hesis was Masukin. Was it later on in Rav Nachman's days, which is Amayra? Here, Rashi learning in the Mishnah's days already, the Shavuos Hesis was. It's really steer and rash. Rashi later on said, not like that. That's where Craig is Kashia. But it's referring to a Shavuos Hesis according to Rashi. So, Yeshava Baal Bayis, Shnosla is a dinner. Oma loy, tain loy es aperis. If it's the opposite case, tain loy es aperis. He gave the dinner to the store owner. Now he says, where's my peris? Oma loy, the store says, in Sathel, I gave it to you. He brought the house already. The halacha here is Yishav Achemini. Again, whoever's denying it makes the svur. Rav Yudaimer, he argues on the ratio. Yudaimer call shah peiros be yodoi yodoi al yoina, which Rashi explains. He's arguing on the ratio where the Baal Bayis has the peiros in his hand, and the chemi is saying, "Where's my dinner?" So he said, "You got it already." Rav Yudah says it's a chazaka. A store owner will not give the peiros unless he has the money in his hand. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no shur. There's a chazaka called Shaperes b'yado yado al yoina. Like Rashi explains that it's ain derechemvni hamoicher shloi ba'akafa. Some mechemvni does not sell credit. Litinus a peres atchikava zadinim. A similar case: a guy went to a money changer and he didn't switch kesef for nechoshes. He didn't switch one dinner kesef for a bunch of prutas. So what was the case over there? The case was almost shachani tainly b'dinim mois. Here's the dinner and give me back mice. Venos and loy, give me a change. Give me a change. Change my dinner. Venos and loy, and he has the mice. Amalei Tainli is dinner. So Shulchan, he says, the money changer is giving me my dinner now. Amalei Nesatav long. Nesatav Ampuli. You took it. You put it into your purse. You shove a balabais. Balabais makes a shvur. He's denying the whole thing. He makes a shvur sasis. What about the opposite case? Venos and loy is at dinner. He gives the dinner to Shulchani. Amalei Tainli is a mice. Give me back my prutas. Give me my prutas now. Amalei Nesatav. I gave it to you. Veshlach dosir kitzchah. He threw it into your pocket. Yeshava Shulchani, the Shulchani makes a shua. Rabbi Yehuda again will argue on the ratio. Yehuda Eimer, that in the ratio where the customer is saying, "I gave it to you already," we believe him even without a shua. Yehuda Eimer, in der Shulchani, litin isra achitol dinner. He does not give any change until he gets the dinner in his hand, and therefore he says, "Go to money change you until you give him the $100, you're not getting anything changed." So that's a chazaka, there is no shua. Now the Mishnah goes further, talking about other shuas. Kishem Sha'amru, just like we said up Gemes Ksuvasa, Loy Sifra El Veshua, the next following cases, most of them, a lot of them will be a Shua Deraisi.
Huh?
Which case?
This last case.
Because it's a Chazaka, the Shulchani would not have given you change, the Babai's change, unless he had the dinner in his hand. He never would have given him the Mayas. And now you have the Mayas. You hold on to the Mayas. It's the same thing, it's similar like the Paris. Similar, same type of Chazaka. Now I go a new thing. Kishem Shomra, just like we say, Pegemes Ksubasa Le Sifra Bashua. The luck is, if a lady comes with $1,000 Ksuba to the husband and says, "You owe me $1,000. So the husband says, "What do you mean? I paid you." So he says, "Yeah, you paid me 100 out of the 1,000. You owe me 900. In such a case, the Ksuba already is Pegem. It's not 100% true because it's not $1,000. In this case, she wants to collect 900. She has to make a Shua. That's the luck of Le Sifra Le Bashua. The aid. Echad, that's one case, Pegemes Ksubasa, which is actually sounds like a stick of Shua Sanaitlam. But next is the next case. That's one case of collecting a Shua. Ve'ed Echad Me'ida Shi Perua L'Sifra V'Shua. Same case, same halacha is, if Eid Echad is made, that it's paid, then L'Sifra V'Shua. It means you have a star, and Eid Echad says the Ksuba was paid, L'Sifra V'Shua. You have to make a Shua to collect. Also, menuchas m'shabadim, as well, you have to collect with a shvua, menuch zeyesoymim, even with a star. This is a shvua d'rabbanon. The Gemara will talk about all these cases later on. It's a shvua d'rabbanon. It's called shvua ha-mishnah. These things are called shvua ha-mishnah. Shvua ha-mishnah, the only time shvua ha-mishnah is usually by kaifa ha-koil. This is shvua ha-mishnah that the Masakin, first of all, Paikim Ksumasa, even though you have a star in your hand and you have a raya, you still have to make a shvua. Same thing with Eid Echad. You have a star, but Eid Echad says it was paid up, lo sifra el v'shua. Menachasim Shabadim, same idea. Menachasim Shabadim. If you're going to collect from a lekeach, even though you have a star, you have to make a shua. Umnichzei esoyim leSifra leBeshua. VaNefrash leRefanov. If the guy's out of town and you collect from his property, it's also leSifra leBeshua. So this is all kashem. It's going to all these cases. Kashem that all these cases are shua. Some mishnah we know about. If Mother Mishnah is ready, the stalach is vechein hayesoyimim leYifru leBeshua. When yesoyimim come to collect from all the assignment, even though they're assignment themselves, they have to make a shua. What type of shua do they make? They don't know anything. What type of shua do they make? They make a shua like this. Shua shtad bagdanu abba. Shua that our father didn't tell us anything about the shtar that was paid or not paid. Le'omalonu abba. Our father didn't tell us the first thing is they didn't command us anything and tell us anything. Shemetzinu bein shtayroisov shal abba shtar zaparua. We didn't find between our father's stories that this one is parua. That the same have to make a shua, and they come in to collect. They have to make a shua that we know this was not paid up. Rabbi Yechon Breika Eimer, Afilu Noel Deben Acham Isavev, Arayz Anish Bebreitel. Even if he's born after the father died, he has to swear and take. Now, the Shaila of Yechon Breika is arguing on the Tanakama or not. Pashtus, you could say that's not. He's adding on. He's saying this shua is even if afterwards. But from the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka argues. According to the Tanakhama, only time you have to make a shua is if the father was alive in his lifetime, so the father could tell him things. Here, the father couldn't have told him anything. He was born afterwards. He was born after his father died. So there, according to the Magen Mishnah, Fidei Rambam, there is no shua. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, at least. He argues on Tanakhama. We don't pass like that, but he argues on Tanakhama.
What could he swear if he never
saw? No, he swear he didn't find, right. What did he swear? He swear that he didn't find the star that's Perua, the time of his stars. We had the third shua. They could have. Says, if the Edim that the father said, Bishas, he died, that this, clearly, this star is not Perua, it's not paid, he could take without a Shua. Well, now, Tanakama argues. Why Tanakama argue? Zok toises amem chesam beis, but Tanakama sava the filoche ein noitlem of a shvur. You know why? The shemla has bias bonav amakein delach shvinu. Maybe he said in front of Aiden just to make his son look rich, but it doesn't mean anything. You still need him a shvur. That's Tanakama argues on shem v'gamil. Ve'el nespam shloi b'taina. The following make a shvur even without a taina's bari. What that means, usually when someone needs a shvua, you have to have a tainas bari on the other side. The one who's against you has a tainas bari, is sure about his taina. The following cases will be a shvua shlevet taina. Again, the Gemara doesn't explain everything, but the other one shlevet taina. Hashutvim v'arisim. Shutvim are partners, arisim are sharecroppers, type of partnership. V'apachopim is someone who's a treasurer of a certain portfolio. V'aisho. Hanesas from the Sinai Zohar Bayis, which is also like Apachavis, but the Isha is in charge. All these things, the Mara Heter could be like Isha's Mara Heter, take things, that's what is a Shua there. Ben Abayis is, Rashi says later on, it means if a son who's taking care of the estate of the Yerusha. All these cases, Amaloi Ma'ata Taneni, what are you tining against me? And the guy, the other one says, I want you to swear that you didn't take anything. Chayiv, Chayiv Shua, even though he's not sure about it. Once they split already, now you're saying, oh, and you took something, and before we split, you took something, and they're making a shua, it's too late. You cannot make a shua. Once you split, you split. But if there's a shua from somewhere else, you can make the shua. And the Mishnah ends off with Allah, that's Gilgal Shua, and it ends off with about Shvius Mishametes as a shua, which is a chiddush like this, that if you have a case, let's say a guy's moida miksas, right before Shvius. He's moida b'miksas. He says, you know what, I owe you 50, the other 50 I don't owe you. So now he owes him a shvua on the other 50. So what happens after Shemitah? So after Shemitah, the 50 he was moida, the taka is off, because all of us are off. What about the shvua on the rest? So it says over here that the Shvius knocks off the shvua. It knocks off the shvua.
About
Mashkin. We had a case with a Mashkin. Yeah, it's nothing to do with Mashkin. It says do a Pasuk Shvua, regular Moida Miksas. And Shaila is, do you knock off the Shvua? Now, so the Ran asks that Lechayra over here, Pasuk is no Shvua, because the Milva is off. What's the Shaila? Iklam Edak Shvua, Moida Miksas, the Milva Pshita, the Kim, the Maman Inkan, Shvua Inkan. So what's going on? What's the Chiddush? So Zokta Ram, nearly the Hakab Shatava Kaidum Shvius, Vahoda Mixes Kava Mixas. Vahoda Mixes Kava by Ain Shvius Shatasai. Shkomomin Shakava by Kaidum Shvius, Abish Ovra Shvius, Loyam Shamit. Which means like this. If someone before Shvius says, I don't owe you anything, then after Shvius is Megala, they attack owed him something. Shvius is not Mashamit. Because he was quite for it. There was no Kaiv at that time. He denied it.
So like the
Mashkin. Yeah, Mashkin, the Varis, you're holding on to something from him. That's why.
No, but the reason is because since. Part of it.
You know, Loigos. You don't know Loigos. No, but Masmi is saying like this. No Loigos. Right. Here it's Loigos, right. It's no Loigos because he's Kaifer. Yeah, that would be this far. So he says that was the case of his. So what's the Kamash Malan? The Kamash Malan is Meredik. He says, Dr. Rahan, the Kamash Malan is Meredik. He says that the Moida B'miksas makes me a Kashua. Like, I'm Moida, I owe you 500. I don't owe you 500. So 500, we're saying, can't have Shmita, I'm not going to use Kaifer for that. But the Moida 500, I can't have Aida either on that, on the Moida 500. You know why? Because now Shmita knocked that off. The one was Moida, she knocked it off. So you have no Moida mixas anymore. So he said, that's why you don't have a Shua. It's a Shmak Pshat from the Ran that he says. The Rishash has a little Pshat. Rishash learns that the reason why there's no Shua is because like Shua is like B'mokim, the Chiv, Moni, and that falls off. Either way, the Mishnah says, V'ashvi is V'shamet is Shua. So that's the first line of the Gemara. Dr. Gemara. He says, Kol Nishbaim Shabbatar Nishbaim Lom Mishalman. All regular Shuas in the Torah or Nishbaim V'loim Mishalman. You swear and V'loim Mishalman and you don't pay. Menolon. How do we know? The pasuk says, "Lokach bala v'lo yishalim." It says in the pasuk, "Shvua es Hashem tia ben shteim." You have a shvua, the lokach bala es hashvua, the bala of shvua v'lo yishalim, and the nitva won't pay. Which means, for example, by a shomer, you go, "Where's my watch? You watched it. You lost it now." She says, "No, I was oinus. I was oinus. What should I tell you?" So he makes a shvua. And v'lo yisham doesn't pay. V'lokach balav es hashvua v'lo yisham. You see, all over the Torah, it's not a shvua as hanoitlim, it's a shvua v'lo yisham.